Joining us now is Catherine Lumby, a media professor at Sydney University and a gender equality consultant. Catherine, thanks very much for joining me this morning.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
Very well. Now, you've already made some, pretty powerful statements on this app. You've commented on a variety of different platforms. But, for those who haven't read those yet, what do you think are some of the biggest problems with this idea?
Well, there are lots of problems. One of them is it's a little bit like when your uncle gets a new iPhone and sits in the corner at the dinner table and says, hey, I've got a torch in this. Look, I know that Mick Foolery, no doubt, very well intentioned, and that's wonderful, that he actually cares about sexual assault. Women and the good men who stand by them are pretty pissed off about sexual assault.
Mm.
Let's just be completely clear about that. An app does not solve it. There are a billion reasons. Let's just go to one. One is, who would store that data even if it worked? And an app wouldn't bloody work. But, who would store the data? I'm nervous about signing up to my health record. What about my sex record? Who wants that? Right?
I didn't even think.
Don't want to see my sex record.
I didn't even think about that.
Well, absolutely. Who would keep the data? Who would trust anyone with the data if they had a brain? The next bit is people who rape you don't tend to ask first.
No, exactly.
That is the very definition of sexual assault. They do not ask. They just go for it.
And this, this has been a bit of an interesting concept because, as you said, there is good intentions behind this. But actually, one of the things that one of our listeners brought up with us last week when we were talking about this was that if the idea of the app is to keep people out of the courts, then it would help the perpetrators more than it would help the survivors and victims, right?
Oh, yeah. And someone who's going to rape you, who's really rapey in that mindset, they would take your phone. They could hack it, or they could just grab it, or if you were really, out of it, they could go, come on, babe, just swipe right, or whatever the app, whatever Mick Fuller's app does, I don't know how it works, like reverse Tinder or something. But it's not going to protect you.
Mm.
And, in fact, the guy could go, look, she said yes. But when you say yes, and your listeners all know this, right, Alex? When you say yes to that, you're not saying yes to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you might decide you want to go to sleep in the middle of it, and therefore consent is withdrawn. It's not like something you sign on the dotted line for.
Well, exactly. And that's exactly the point that Chanel Contos brought up. And if you don't know Chanel, I know that you do,
Catherine.
I know
who she is.
Yes. Yeah. She's if anyone who's listening
Wonderful
doesn't know,
woman.
She is she's the young woman who is an ex-private school girl who brought this huge conversation around private school people engaging in sexual assault and the responsibilities. And this was the thing that she had a problem with. Is she was like, consent, first of all, it doesn't necessarily have to be about sex. It's about touching in any sense of the idea. And then it also, alongside this, consent can be withdrawn at any time. So that kind of, leads to my question. What does this say about Mick Fuller's understanding of consent?
Well, okay. So rather than speaking about him, let me say what I told my 2 5-year-olds who both, when they were five, my 2 kids, who both went to Eastern Suburbs private schools. Sorry, listeners, but it's true. when I said to them, when you're in the sandpit, you'll want to play with someone's toy and you have to ask first. And then I said, and just because they say yes, it doesn't mean they mean you can take it home or you can do anything you want with it. It means that they might say in 5 minutes' time, can I have that back? In which case you give it back. Right? Are we clear on that? And they were like, yes, Mum. And, that is that simple. That's consent. Consent is not a one-size-fits-all thing. It's not forever. Smiling and saying, yes, I'll pass you doesn't mean I'll have sex with you. If I start having sex with you, it doesn't mean I'm going to do everything you want. It also means I can withdraw my consent at any time. It's really simple. You can explain it to 5-year-olds. My kids got it.